Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.
Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. Today we're honored to be joined by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Roger, I understand you're visiting a couple camps. How many and what is the purpose of the visits?
We'll be at three camps over the next 2 days and then on to Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame weekend, and then probably do some camps a little later in August. But it's really just to get out and to be able to talk with fans, talk with players, talk with coaches, the medical personnel, and see firsthand some of the changes we've made in the offseason, how they're working, and what kind of results we're getting.
I understand that you already visited a camp, I know, in Green Bay. What are some of the issues that some of the players want to come up and talk to you about?
Well, we talk a lot about the player health and safety. We talk particularly about the changes that we made in our offseason, our training camp. How are those changes working? How is it affecting their ability? As an example, no longer do we have double sessions. We only have one session a day on the field. And they're feeling like that's been a very positive change.
I also wanted to ask you about the officials and the situation there. What's the latest with them, and how concerned are you about the possibility of not having the regular officials for this season?
Well, we obviously want to have our officials on the field. We have been negotiating with them for close to a year. We thought we were making an awful lot of progress and then haven't been able to get an agreement done. So we set a deadline of May 31st. We would start with replacement officials, training them. We have been. In fact, they were in camp this morning up in Green Bay. So we have officials that we are preparing, and we'll be ready to go for the start of the season, including starting Sunday night with the Hall of Fame game.
Player safety is always a huge issue. How satisfied are you with the measures that have been implemented, and what do you expect as far as results going into the season?
Well, Larry, here's the bad thing. I'm never satisfied. So we're always trying to find ways in which we can improve and do things better, including player safety, which is obviously a first priority for us. We've made a lot of changes. We think that they've been positive for the game, and we believe that we can make the game safer and more exciting at the same time. And I think the results have demonstrated that. But you've got to continually stay ahead of that. You've got to define new ways, whether they be rule changes, equipment changes, pioneering research. You have to find ways in which to address trends that are happening in our game and that affect a lot of other games.
I know the league is involved in a total wellness program. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's an approach that's broader. It's about not just their physical health, but also their mental health, and making sure that we help our players transition into the game, through the game, and out of the game. And we're recognizing more and more that transition is difficult for players for a variety of reasons. They lose the structure of an NFL team. They lose the camaraderie of being in the locker room with 53 guys. Those changes in their life become difficult for them to deal with. So we're trying to find programs to deal with that, allow them to have access to resources that will help them through those periods of time. And when they need help, to ask for it. And it's not something they should be embarrassed about. It's something that we all need time to time in life, and we want to make sure we provide that.
A prominent player recently criticized you and the commissioner's office in terms of the appeals process and situations like that. How do you deal with that? Do you just look at it like it's part of the job, or you know, what's your whole view about that?
Well, the big part of it is that you've got 32 teams. You have nearly 2,000 players. Fortunately, we have millions of fans. And you're not going to be able to make everybody happy, but you have to make sure that you're doing the right things for the game long term, and you're protecting the integrity of the game. And when you do that, ultimately everybody's going to win. Players will win, coaches will win, officials will win, clubs will win, and most importantly, the fans will win. So making sure that our game has rules, that we establish those rules, that they're done intelligently, but we enforce those rules. And not everyone's going to like them, particularly when they're enforced against you. And we understand that. But you have to do that if you're going to have a league that has the kind of reputation that we want the NFL to have.
Just lastly, the NFL is the most popular sport in America, and it's really growing every year, it seems like. Heading into the 2012 season, what excites you most about what's going to be happening this season?
Well, it's counter to that because it's the unpredictable nature of our season. I think we demonstrated that last year with the Giants going in week 14, they're 7-7, and they win the next two games and go on and win the Super Bowl. I don't think people would have predicted that. Clearly in the preseason, they weren't predicting that. And I think that gives everybody hope, and they recognize that teams can get hot at the right moment and can really to take that and be successful right through the Super Bowl, or their teams can have a bad season last year and can turn it around quickly. Unfortunately, the other side's true. You can have a great season and not do well. But that's the competitive nature of our game. So you don't know who's going to win, who's going to lose. But more importantly, you don't know the great stories. You don't know who's going to evolve out of this season to be a truly inspirational player and the plays that are going to be so memorable for our fans. So our job is to try to give it the best stage, allow the players and the coaches to do their thing, and let the fans enjoy it.
Great. I just wanted to thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.